loves a toasty. Lordy, no man. A quick note on this episode. Yes, it is Monday. We are a day late, and as my mother just texted me, it's called the Monday show, it's called the Sunday show, not the Monday show. And yes, I know that. As you know, the Center for Investigative Journalism is partially government funded. We just went through a shutdown, and we could very well be preparing for another one if the president doesn't get his barrier wall fence funding. So the Center for Investigative Journalism is running on a little bit of bare bones over here. It's just me here in the office. My intern team, they usually cover, things like research, editing, watching the levels, producing, making sure I don't get these hard P's that I'm getting right here. The writing. That's a big one. The creative touch, music supervision, or just the music, making the music. Most of the process, interns can be highly useful at every step of the process. And, maybe I should have respected them more when they were here, because this ain't easy. The important thing is to name the file correctly. If I've learned one thing in my... I don't want to mess up the episode name. That would be a nightmare. I'd get in trouble. So anyways, think of this episode, kind of like the free-flowing vibe episode. We're doing this live. We're doing it live! Yeah, fuck it! one take. So think of me like I'm playing jazz with your news, folks. That doesn't sound like a very reliable show, but we do have a great show. We've got some stock music from premiumbeat.com. Doing our music today. So we're just going to dive in. We've got some hard-hitting, important stories for you to hear, and let us begin. From the Center for Investigative Journalism, this is the Sunday Show. Our main story today, Chinese government corruption, a shocking investigation from our affiliates at the BBC. An episode of podcast news you cannot miss. But first, it's fundraiser week here at the Center for Investigative Journalism. It's the season finale of the Sunday Show. And as we go on break here, we're asking you right now for your support. Visit the Center for Investigative Journalism at our website at tcfij.com and grab yourself a t-shirt or a tote bag to show your support for free and fearless journalism. Do your part more than ever to... I don't know what that was. That was an odd noise. The more you support, the more we don't have to rely on grants, which would be great, putting me in this situation right here that I'm in right now. And now back to our story on China. Nope, that's the same file I already got. I'm getting fed these on our server here. Okay, we don't have our next update yet, so we're going to... This girl, this journalist, sorry. She was more of a line producer type, let's be honest. Why am I saying that? She's included in some of these lovely pre-recorded voicemail messages of support that we're going to be playing, that people have been sending in. This one is a couple years old. She don't work there no more. A wonderful, talented woman, journalist. But the message is still the same.
This is Laura Umbridge, one of Michael Barbaro's producers at the New York Daily Podcast. Michael got a text saying to send in a message of support for the Center for Investigative Journalism and the great work they do. Michael is unfortunately on a story at the moment, but from everyone at the New York Times and the Daily, I think I can say that? Show your support by getting a tote bag or t-shirt at tcfij.com to help you get the stories you need to know. Oh, thank you.
Wonderful to have support from an institution like the New York Times.
PremiumBeat.com.
That's an inspiring message to get. Now, okay, we do have a link for the China story, so that's coming. Here it comes. That was a wonderful voice message to hear. She was not exactly working for the New York Times. At the Times. Again, very, very wonderful, very talented. I think she was maybe having a thing with Barbaro, but then I was like, but he gay. Which he was, but then he left his partner for a lady. And I was like, what? So interesting factoid about that. You can read about that online. I don't think I'm revealing anything, talking about any of this. Jesus. Now, back to our story in China.
In the eyes of Beijing, the American authorities probably have been collecting evidence of illegal activities on the part of Chinese enterprises abroad.
It's being called the most heinous human rights atrocity of our time. China is accused of locking up hundreds of thousands of Muslims without trial in its western region of Xinjiang.
And now this kind of evidence is being used to exert pressure on China in the Sino-American trade negotiations.
Wow, that is some need-to-know breaking news, and we're definitely going to cycle back to that in a little bit. It's important that you support podcast news like that. There's many ways you can do it. One of them is to visit tcfij.com and grab a Center for Investigative Journalism t-shirt, tote bag, and support journalism and end corruption, like you heard in that previous clip, which we'll be coming back to in just a bit. You're listening to Start With Yes by Delicate Beats, a stock music track from premiumbeat.com. Coming up, we've got more guests. The creators of and voices behind Rick and Morty, the most popular comedy TV show in the world. Yes, we have confirmation. They are coming. Bird Person, Jerry, Mr. Squanch. I'm not going to be doing the voices. It's for a good cause. And ooh-wee, don't we need a little bit of that support right now? Am I blowing up the mic? Oh, geez, Rick, I think I'm blowing out the mics here. Don't worry about it, Morty. You gotta just keep going with the show, because you're flying by the seat of your pants, and that's all you can do, Morty. I'm pretty good with the voices. So once we have confirmation, they'll be swinging by here in no time, and that's good. We're counting on that. This is going good. All right. Back to China. Nope. Nope. Okay. File error. And a dash. No error code. That's not helpful. No, that's not opening either. Boy, you never praise your interns enough, you know? I'll just say that. They are heroes, and this is a goddamn nightmare. Okay, stick with me. You know what? I got a file folder here of things to play. So just for the purpose of the broadcast, I'm going to, no, that's not opening either. Boy. Okay. This works. This'll work. So we get a lot of support here on the podcast, and one of our most loyal supporters has a message for fundraising week. He's a real talent, a gem. We almost caught him on the phone earlier. This close, but we connected via email. I'm going to use the text-to-voice app on our computer here. A comedian and filmmaker and activist, Ben Stiller. Take it away, Ben.
I'm so happy with the work being done at the Center for Investigative Journalism.
Well, thank you for taking the time to write the email, Mr. Stiller.
People ask me all the time, Ben, how can I help support journalists in these confusing times? I say, it's quite simple. If you care about climate change, support environmental journalism.
Absolutely.
If you care
Absolutely.
About kids and schools, support a newsroom focused on education. If you care about hunger and homelessness, support reporting about poverty, etc.
And what about defense? You know, to make sure that there's never another Khashoggi.
As the news landscape has shifted, fewer and fewer newsroom and journalists have regular access to legal support and protection. This come at a time when we have unprecedented legal, technological, and cultural threats to freedom of the press. I make funny movies for a career, but trust me, this situation is no joke.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
LOL. We have to help create a new infrastructure for independent media.
Okay, we're going to turn that down. We'll post the rest of that info in the show description, and you can visit, you know, look those up at your own leisure. Okay, and no updates yet from Dan and Justin, the RNM crew, Rick and Morty. I'll text Steve. Okay, and let's see. Let's try our China segment here. That is working. Yes, yes, okay. More from China.
有点震惊。 没有想到。
It's well into the night at what could be the very location of an organ harvesting operation. Hate to cut that off. Extremely important for us to get that story and to stay up to date there, but we are now being joined by the bad boys of Galactic Adventures themselves. Coming on in. Get your poopy butthole pants in here, boys. Brendan, are they here? Are Dan and Justin with you? Brendan, you texted me and said 5 minutes away. You walk in here, you wave at me. What am I expected to... I cut away from a story. Okay, I misread this text. They will be sending their potential ETA in 5 minutes. That's unnecessary info, but I got a little excited. Let's switch back to our China story. Jesus, drop the mic. Let's get back to China, and the file is out again. No. Oh, boy. Well, I'm sure things are turning out just fine for the reporters in China. I can't remember their names right now, but we will circle back to that story when it is working. This is Sunny Destination from... found at premiumbeat.com. We'll be right back. When it comes to fundraising, NPR has been killing it for decades. We're going to take a page from the bifocal broadcaster himself, the great Ira Glass, and we're going to call some listeners who have donated to us in the past and ask them, hey, why aren't you up on your current support of the show? So let's see if we can work the phone lines here. All right. Dylan Albright. Let's give Dylan a call and give him some grief.
Hello?
Mr. Albright, this is Gabriel Sunday from The Sunday Show at the Center for Investigative Journalism, and... Or maybe we caught you at a bad...
What do you want?
You, sir, haven't thrown in your support in the last few months, so no pressure, but also, you know, don't make me hold your feet to the fire, you son of a bitch. I'm kidding, of course. Any help helps. Help.
I don't... have the funds. I'm sorry.
We appreciate your past support, Mr. Albright, and want you to know
my
that...
My father passed away in January.
That is awful news. Awful.
I want to donate something.
Oh,
really,
that's
do.
So kind. I'm sure you do. Yes, sir. I can hear that in your voice.
The costs are just stacking up, but I just keep hitting those casinos. Mm. It's a disease, you understand? I can't quench the high. Just...
Well, thank you so much, Dylan, for your story.
I've been sober for 8 months.
A bit of good, you know, that's hope, and I think we can end on a bit of hope. Mr. Albright, are you pouring an alcoholic drink near the phone receiver so we can hear it? What if I sent you $1,000 and if that would end us on a happy note?
You sure?
Absolutely. We've done good on t-shirts this week. It would be
You make it $3,000? Because I just got the bill for my dad's urn.
If we can tie this call up right now and end on a positive note, absolutely.
Venmo me?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. There we go. Dylan Albright, wonderful listener, is this a picture of you in front of the craps table, I assume?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Got it?
You sent it?
I did. I did. Okay. Getting back. Oh, there he goes. Well, that's Dylan Albright. He's a contributor. Hope he's a listener for a long time. It's important to tell stories like Dylan's story. Anyway, that's why we're here, doing the work.
Hello, this is Musk, as in Elon. You know me. A lot of people call me Mr. Moneybags. It's not about the money, it's about what I do. And the way you find out what I do is by journalism, okay? And I'm here to talk to you about the Center for Investigative Journalism. What other kind of journalism is there? The not good kind, okay? This investigative journalism, you find out things. Mars! Who knows stuff about Mars? Not that many people. I want to go there, all right? I want to bring my car there. I got a lot of good stuff going on. You know about it because of journalism. So, Center for Investigative Journalism, most important thing you could be investigating him.
The Dow closing down just 78 points, making a big recovery at 1 point today. The Dow
Jack Taper is giving some money updates. Looks like a roller coaster. Or that's what the Chrono says, the title. More of the financial parts of the situation. So, okay. And I did get a text back from the Rick and Morty producer. It is a Pickle Rick GIF. And I take that as a sign that we got our moment there, but that that interview is not going to happen. So, it's a bummer. I thought we'd be getting a little, ooh-wee! But it's looking more like an, oh, jeez. I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me! So I hope that scratches your itch. Because, it's not happening. To support free and fearless journalism, head to tcfij.com to support the Center for Investigative Journalism. That's where you go. T-shirt and a tote. How about that? Okay. That's it for our first season. A little bit of a rough way to end. Here. God bless interns. Can't wait to have them back. And my whole team, everybody at the Sunday Show, the Center for Investigative Journalism, Starburns Audio. That's it for our first season. We'll see you next time. Take care. Take care. Okay. Good job, KB. Hey, Brendan, can you come shut down the booth, please? Brendan! Brendan! Just hit the lights and wrap up. I gotta go take a call. Hey, this is Gabriel Sunday. I'm returning your call from the internship posting. Yeah, so, I think, honestly, the resume doesn't completely matter as far as you can handle, like, the Adobe suites and things like that. We don't cover gas, we don't cover food. I've got just a fuckload of files that we've got to process and edit and a bunch of stuff stacking up, so it would really help if you'd come over tonight. Sure. Yeah, it's a fun time. We get a lot done here. You know, journalism is more important than ever right now. And you can do your part, too, in lending a hand to get the important stories that need to know, that need to be known, to get them out there to people who need to know them. So if you're interested, I got a lot of people hitting me up for the position, so... Yeah, and it's a fairly big office when we're up and running here. So if somebody tells you to buy something and then you'll get reimbursed, just assume that you're not going to get reimbursed. So you got to figure out another way around. Pardon me.
Fucking idiot.